So we welcome in, this is going to be cool, we welcome in Academy Award nominee Aaron Glasscock. He is nominated for sound editing for Birdman. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
So very cool that you call back, man. Now let's just get right into it. This is so great that you're nominated. Tell us, in your own words, how it felt when you got the call.
Oh, it was like diving into down a waterfall or something. I just I could not believe it.
And do you plan to go to the event?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'll ask for Gina. What are you wearing?
Thank you.
Well, I thought about wearing my skateboarding clothes, but my wife talked me out of it, and I am wearing a tuxedo.
Smart man.
So now, I have to say, Aaron, that Birdman is my absolute favorite movie of the year, and I'm walking into the Academy Awards thinking that it's going to go Best Picture, and I'm certainly cheering for Michael Keaton. So explain to all of us, when you were brought into the project, and exactly what does sound editors do?
Well, you know, sound editors they develop and tell the story with sound. You know, we're basically using the universe as our palette. We get to select sounds and make sounds. We're searching for sounds that carry the vital emotional information. It's more than just filling in the missing sound. It's about selecting sounds that are meaningful and help guide the story. And yeah, the story has a very unique path that at every step was in constant refinement.
You know, then I'll ask you this question, because again, I've seen the movie twice. I could see it five more times. There was a part where Michael Keaton's character goes into his dressing room. His daughter's sitting there, and Michael's character is basically digging into the refrigerator to get this packet of what looks like turkey.
Yeah, and I love that scene.
the when he's opening the thing, which, by the way, that scene is so hysterical. I wish I could play it. I don't have it. But him opening the package and the slurping and the sound of the turkey coming out of the package, is that you?
It's Foley, and there's some production. You know, there are so many people involved in this process. You know, we're making sounds, we're performing sounds to picture, we're adding little sweeteners that we dig up from our collections of sound effects. So, but the ultimate task is to make it sound, to have, you know, the re-recording mixers mix it and put it all together and make it, you know, sound as it should coming out of the picture. You know,
now, Foley, for people that don't know, that's where you have a sound stage, right? And you can, if there's footsteps, you'll walk and record that and that sort of thing.
Correct. That is one part of what we do, and it's not. It's not always feet, and it actually is not always on a stage. Sometimes sounds are better recorded in the actual environment, and we'll bring portable workstations and record them what we call, you know, run-and-gun style or guerrilla style, you know, in the actual space. Maybe unbeknownst to people who are there sharing the space with us, but we're, you know, trying to capture the essence that is needed to sell the story just right.
Aaron, tell us some other films that you've worked on that we might recognize.
I did a stint doing sound design work on Interstellar for my fellow nominee Richard King.
Wow.
Last year.
He goes for the movies that really rely heavily on sound editing.
Chris Nolan's films are very intense in that manner. Yeah. But you know what? Every movie is dependent on the use of sound in this manner. It's just that some movies require sounds that don't exist.
Wow, and that's cool. So, Aaron, do you have kids?
Yes, I do.
Could you please describe to us in your own words the reaction of your wife and your kids to you being nominated and what that meant to you?
Oh, it's all crazy and off the charts. Everybody is just so happy and supportive. you know, I've been doing this since I was 16, and at different stages of the work. And I never imagined that this was going to be part of my trajectory. So my mind is blown.
Such a milestone.
Do you realize that on Monday morning, after you sleep it off, because you're going to get plastered after you win, but I mean, do you realize that you could wake up and on your bedside table is an Oscar?
It's possible. It's possible. I think that all of the other films in this category are incredible work, and you know, I am just honored to be among such great works.
That is a such a politically correct thing to say in a
world
of crap.
I'll tell you, it's funny. I started at such a young age in this field, and my peers were always, you know, way older than me, so I've always felt like the kid. And here I am, you know, nominated, you know, with people that I've always looked up to. It's that alone just makes my head spin. And I you know, as far as I'm concerned, I've already done it.
Aaron, quick question. Are you going to, from this day forward, require people to introduce you as Oscar-nominated Aaron Glasscock?
You should. You got to do that. You got to do that.
I would totally do that. I would totally do that. Hey, you know, the person who got us in touch with you, we protect their identities, you know, in this dollars for digits thing that we've got going on. But do you have some suspects in your head of who ratted you out on this?
I have no idea. I'm very curious. For all I know, it could be one of my fellow nominees. I mean,
it's time for you to rat on them and give us some phone numbers.
Aaron.
Actually, you know, I want to tell you something. My co-nominee, Martin Hernandez, who is the co-supervisor on this with me. He actually has a radio program like yours in Mexico City.
Oh, cool.
Wow. And the morning that the nominees were announced, he called me up and put me on the radio. So he's in Los Angeles right now. Somehow we should get him in touch with you so you guys can talk radio.
I got
to
say, Mark, this is brilliant campaigning, if it is. Because we know the Academy's listening. They've already sent us a C&D letter. This is, for those who haven't voted yet, is the voting still open? This is brilliant campaigning. I love it.
Well, Aaron.
Well, I, you know what? I got to say, I have no idea that there was any kind of issue with between you guys and the radio station, and and the Academy. And I'm sure they work very hard at protecting their efforts, and they are there for a very good reason.
Yeah, Aaron, I want you to tell them they can kiss my butt. We're not going to cease and desist anything.
Well, you know, all I can say is that movies are for the people. They, you know, they're a very important part of our culture, and you know, you kind of make them and set them free. And that's the coolest part about what we do, is we work on these things at every type of craft involved in making a film. It's one off. I mean, each film is a couture effort, and they're like making like giant ships or something that you just send out into the world, and they're gone after that. And they continue living, and 50 years later, you know, they're still affecting people, and people look at them and they wonder about what was going on at that time.
Well, so, Aaron, we called you yesterday. You were so kind to call us back. And the fact of the matter is that if you win on Friday, when the announcement is made sometime between 8:30 and 9, you're going to let $1,000 go to a friend of yours who ratted you out. You are worth nothing more to them than cash.
Well, I guess that's a way of doing things, I guess.
What a PC answer.
He's a good sport. You're a good
Aaron,
man.
Aaron, thank you so much for calling us back. The best of luck. We are all officially now cheering for you to win.
Go, Aaron.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Talk to you soon.